Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Evening, Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth. Down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else, inside or outside the great state of Texas. Welcome to the show. How you doing on this Tuesday? March 17th of 2026, some would call it St. Patrick's Day. I see a lot of people wearing green today. A lot of folks wearing green. And, we'll talk about that. I see some people wearing a little orange as well. I've seen that today. But we've got a lot to talk about. Not a lot of St. Patrick's Day stuff to talk about, but maybe a little. Maybe one or two things that we'll mix in there. We'll see. We've got some school choice news to talk about today as more data coming out about school choice and who is applying for the vouchers that are out there. The school choice reform. Who's applying? Who's not applying? And has the state already run out of money for it? We'll talk about that. We've got the latest with Iran. We've got the Save America Act happening. We've got just all kinds of stuff that we've got to get to throughout the program today. We've got the World Baseball Championship tonight between the U.S. and Venezuela. And that should be a fun matchup this evening. And Team USA hopefully will pull that one out this evening. It's a one and done. That's it. It's not a best of three or, you know, best of five or anything like that. It's one and done. And so it's been a lot of fun watching the World Baseball Classic over the past couple of weeks. At least me. I've had fun. I don't know if my wife has had a lot of fun watching the baseball series, but I have. And so getting you ready for a little opening day. You know, we're not far away from opening day. And so it's been nice watching some real competitive baseball out there. We've got a lot to get into throughout the show today. We've got some local news stories that we'll be getting into as well from some of our local communities. Of course, we want to hear from you. You've heard from everybody else all day long. They've had their say. Now it's your turn, your opportunity to sound off on any of the issues, anything that you would like to talk about. So how do you do it? It's real simple. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can text in. Let us know your thoughts on any of the day's events, anything that you would like to talk about. When you text in, give us your name and where you're listening from. That way we can give you the proper shout out and acknowledgement. You can also get in on the station's app. Just tap the app. Send us a message that way. A lot of people do that through the station app. And, of course, you can find us on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X, Instagram, and, yes, Facebook as well. And let's see, what else? Oh, yes, the old-fashioned way of doing things. It's where you pick up the phone, you dial in at 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. The first voice you hear from when you dial in today, he is, well, he's Mr. St. Patrick around here. He walks around. He has, he, he's, he's, He acts as though he's Irish. And he walks around, he says hello to everybody. It's Nick. Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Mr. St. Patrick
yes.
is my preferred title.
Yes.
As we've established. Also, you said earlier, people are wearing green.
Yes.
Maybe orange. I've got a great gray
yes.
and black color palette. No green?
No.
No green in sight?
No.
What does that mean? Do I get punched in the face? What is it?
Well, you used to get pinched.
Pinched.
Yeah, okay. You used to get a little pinch.
I have not got. No. I haven't gotten a pinch today. However, this morning I did burn my fingertips.
Oh, good.
On the making eggs. Now let me set this up. I get in the kitchen.
Uh huh.
You know, it's a beautiful morning. I'm ready. I'm excited for those bacon and eggs. I get in. I get my little pan. I put it on the stove. It's heating up. All right, it's fully. It's as hot as it can go. I move it just a little because what I do is I do the bacon first, and then I'll put maybe a little bit of butter on there. But while I put the butter on, I don't want it on the burner. Okay, so I move it off of the burner just a little. While I had it about 50% hanging off the stove,
uh-huh,
and 50% on the stove,
mm-hmm,
it fell. My first reaction,
I gotta grab that.
Yeah, gotta stop it. And hey, I stopped it for about half a second.
Yeah.
As I pressed my three fingers into the pan.
Ooh.
I fried my fingers in butter.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, did not smell nor feel good this morning. So now I've got some lovely little blisters.
Oh, that's nice.
All lining my fingertips.
Oh, that's good.
And it does not feel good.
That's got to feel great.
Yeah, no, typing?
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Oh, I bet that was fun today.
Typing with the fingertips, all just full blisters?
Yeah.
Not fun. So anyway, I think I paid my price.
Yeah.
For not celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, St. Patrick was very upset, I guess.
He was. He was very upset. His spirit really got me this morning.
So, you know, that was the whole deal. Like when you were a kid, you were told you're going to get pinched.
Yeah.
And then
you got like green socks. You know, you got to incorporate
green. Yeah, you
got to
wear green somewhere. Otherwise, like, someone's going to pinch you.
Yeah.
And then it's like you're going through your day. Like, who's going to do that? Yeah, like, who's
weird.
Gonna,
don't touch me.
Who's like, going to pinch me?
Yeah.
And I think I don't know if it's still a thing now. Like, I don't know if it's still a thing. Because, you know, back in the day, schools used to be a little bit fun, you know, kind of the Wild West where you could have fun, you could go up to someone, do a little pinch, and the teacher would be like, oh, it's funny.
Nowadays,
it's like that's sexual harassment. You can't pinch anybody.
I don't know if it's that far.
Well, it's pretty close.
Okay.
It's pretty close. And nor could you have a teacher go up to someone and just go, oh, I'm going to do a little pinch. And, you know.
There's a line. That'd be a little dangerous.
But not really, because like the teacher's having fun. The kids are like, ah.
On the shoulder.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm not,
okay.
Yeah. I'm only like an intimate area. My goodness. No. I mean, like on the shoulder.
Sure.
Like a little shoulder pinch.
Gotcha. Didn't wear green.
Yeah. I didn't be like, look at you. And they don't really do a pinch. They just kind of do the little, you know, a little shake.
Yeah, it's a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now that would be, that would be sexual harassment or that would be assault. And you can't do that anymore. So I don't know if the pinch is still in.
No.
Or if the kids.
The pinch in. That's our question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if the kids just do something else like, post about you on Instagram. Be like,
take a
what a loser.
Yeah, candid. Posting this now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Hashtag no green.
Yeah. Hashtag no green.
Yeah. I did not wear green, but I have this hat. And, don't laugh.
A very not green hat? Is that what you're
saying? It's called, now here's the deal. When I bought the hat, the color option that was on it, because I've got a khaki version of this.
Sure.
But I also have, this is called Seafoam Green. And I think I get away with it. I think it's green.
Is it?
No. But it's.
It looks a little, I would say gray, a very light gray.
I would not call it gray.
I wouldn't call it green.
Yeah, well.
I'm not going to call that green.
Well, I'm counting it.
Okay.
Hey,
it's on the label.
Yeah.
It doesn't say it has to be the color green, but you have the word green is on the hat.
Yeah, well, so, it's actually not on the hat.
Well,
but yeah,
whatever.
It's fine.
They don't know that. The pinchers don't know that.
Yeah.
So you're fine.
Let's see. One texter weighing in. They did not even realize that it was
it sneaks up on you.
Here's the deal. As you get older, of course, you don't really care. Right? You don't really, as you get older, you're like, no one's going to pinch me. no one's going to say anything to me. Kendra says, I didn't even realize it was St. Patrick's Day. So I wore maroon and black, and people threatened to pinch me, so I threatened to punch them back. Now, were these random people, Kendra, who are threatening to pinch you, or like coworkers threatening to pinch you? Like, did you walk inside a United Supermarkets and they're like, "Hey, come here, lady, you're not wearing green." I don't see that happening, but you never know. Some people are kind of going crazy out there. One texture, no green cardigan. What the hell? I agree with you. He has every other color cardigan, but he does not have a green one. And that is a little bit surprising, actually. 806-680-2790. When we come back, we'll get into some of the news of the day, your phone calls, your texts. Happy St. Patrick's Day if you are one to celebrate. If not, happy Tuesday. Yeah, we'll be right back.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Wednesday on This Morning, America's First News. Higher oil costs from the war with Iran have the potential to strain the U.S. economy, but a number of states will benefit. We'll identify them. Also, the murder rate in the U.S. has fallen to a low not seen in 125 years. Hear the different reasons for the sharp drop in crime and the growing fees levied by homeowners associations these days. Wednesday on This Morning, America's First News. Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Securing America.
The American military currently has 1.4 million active duty service members, each of whom has a family at home which relies on services from organizations like the Red Cross to support them while their loved one serves. That's exactly what the Red Cross's Service to the Armed Forces effort is all about. And it's why Fox is proud to support that effort. Service to Armed Forces assists those serving overseas in returning home and making sure service members can get urgent messages from their families as well as needed support. The services include mental health resources, family assistance programs, and reintegration support, and are designed to better equip service members to handle the demands of modern conflict and maintain their overall health and resilience. If you'd like to help Fox in supporting our troops, log on to go.fox/Red Cross to donate to Service to the Armed Forces today. Kevin Mutz, Fox News.
2790. Joe Kent resignation over Iran war reveals an internal MAGA Trump division. This out of the Hill today. Joe Kent's resignation, the guy you'd never heard of before today. He's now one of the most important people ever in Washington, D.C. Joe Kent's resignation from the National Counterterrorism Center over objections to the U.S. war in Iran is putting a spotlight on divisions in the GOP and President Trump's MAGA coalition. Until Kent's resignation Tuesday, criticism of Trump's foreign policy moves and strikes in Iran had largely come within the usual GOP congressional gadflies or right-wing commentators like Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly. Boy, Megyn Kelly's kind of gone off the deep end, hasn't she? A little bit. The stunning resignation by senior political appointee suggests some of the divisions are internal. So what? It's like that in every administration. Do you remember when Barack Obama was president and he was about to give the order to take out Osama bin Laden? Do you remember who was against it? Joe Biden. Joe Biden was against it. And that news eventually came out. And Biden was laughed at for that. But the news media never held it against him. The news media never said anything about it. The news media never said, well, now Obama's got to rethink this whole thing now because of this whole strategy because, you know, Joe Biden disagreed with him. That was his vice president. And it leaked out that he was publicly against. You know, J.D. Vance, he's saying all the right things. Even if J.D. Vance is against what Trump is doing right now, J.D. Vance publicly is saying all the right things. Hey, we're behind our commander-in-chief 100%. Donald Trump, I am convinced, Donald Trump doesn't just want yes men around him. He wants people who disagree. He wants that disagreement. And you can disagree with him all you want to privately. But when it comes to when a decision is made by the president, you better back him up. And if you can't, then resign and leave. And that's what Joe Kent has done. Yeah, Joe Kent's out there saying, This has nothing to do with protecting America, but it does. The stunning resignation by a senior political appointee suggests some of the divisions are internal. Quote, it's bigger than any resignation that happened under Biden for Gaza, said Kurt Mills, editor of the American Conservative magazine, which argues for restraint in foreign policy. Mills previously supported Trump. Joe Kent is not a nobody. He's one of the most prominent people in the government, Mills said. When people resign in protest, you hear their name for the first time. Plenty of people have heard Joe Kent's name before. So he disagrees with Trump. And he runs away. I mean, if he's this great guy who is up for public policy and public policy disagreement, it sounds like Joe Kent wants to be the guy calling the shots. Otherwise, you stay in there, you lost your argument, and you carry out the will of the commander-in-chief. It happens all the time. It happens in every White House. Kent emerged on the national political scene back in 2021 as a Trump-endorsed congressional challenger who defeated then-Rep. Jamie Herrera-Butler in Washington in a primary. She had to vote to impeach Trump after the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. Kent had strong support from Marjorie Taylor Greene, who now regularly criticizes Trump for not being America first. Look, you can disagree with Trump's involvement in Iran. I don't have a problem with that. I think it's fine to have that debate. But if you are a member of the government, if you're somebody who's deeply involved, if it bothers you that much, it probably is the right thing to do to resign and leave. Or you get over yourself and you say, you know what, I'm still going to do the best job that I can do. And you carry out the direction that the commander-in-chief has told you, this is where we're going to go. This is what we're going to do. I think it's hilarious that the news media takes this and goes, well, there's a division within MAGA. Is there? Is there really I've seen that narrative pop up. There's a division, a deep division within MAGA. CNN, they were pointing to a poll just yesterday. 89%. 89% of MAGA voters approve of Donald Trump's war in Iran. 89%. That's not division. That's unity. That is the Republican Party, the MAGA movement, that's everybody coming together and going, you know what? Yeah, we support the commander-in-chief when it comes to action in Iran. Now, the Democrats are vastly against it, but they're going to be against everything that Donald Trump does. So this idea that there's this huge crack or splinter within the MAGA movement, there's not. I don't care what Tucker Carlson has to blab on about on his podcast, about how Donald Trump is betraying MAGA. Margie Taylor Greene's out there saying Trump has betrayed MAGA. Well, MAGA is still largely with Trump. And I mean largely with Donald Trump. When we come back, your phone calls, your text messages, and so much more. You're on the Chad Hasty Show.
The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
When you see a car that's been in a bad crash, it's no accident. When it backs traffic up for miles, no accident. And if there's a fatality involved, somebody died. That's no accident either. A lot of the time, it was speeding. And it's no accident that speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas, many of them fatal. So slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Cats are masters at using up their 9 lives, like chasing laser pointers into walls or jumping onto high shelves. But the one thing cats never do? Text while driving. So be like a cat and protect your one and only life. Don't text and drive.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Tonight's midnight application deadline for the School Choice Voucher Program has been extended to at least March 31st. U.S. District Judge Alfred Bennett issued a temporary restraining order extending the application window due to multiple lawsuits filed against the Texas Education Freedom Accounts Program for excluding Muslim private schools. Senator John Cornyn still pushing ahead to try to get President Trump's endorsement in the heated Senate runoff race between Cornyn and Attorney General Ken Paxton. Trump has said he would make an endorsement and hope the other candidate would drop out, but today is the deadline to withdraw from the runoff. There's no indication either candidate's leaving the race. Truckers in Texas soon to be affected by a new Trump administration rule that took effect Monday. Immigrant truckers like asylum seekers and those under DACA will not be able to renew their CDL when it expires. Statewide average for a gallon of gasoline, $3.48, up 8 cents overnight. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Digging without contacting Texas 811 first could cost more than you think. Texas 811 is a free service that helps you avoid damaging underground utilities like electric or gas lines. Every year, accidents happen because someone didn't take a moment to contact 811. Whether installing a fence or working on a construction site, contacting Texas 811 is the law. It's quick, free, and keeps you safe. Visit Texas811.org today for more information. Safe digging starts with one simple step. Make it today.
Around here, sunrise only needs one thing. It's time to get to work. Whether you're hauling, herding, baling, or raking, Kubota tractors and hay tools are built to make hay any day, including while the sun shines. Learn more about how Kubota is built to get the job done right at KubotaUSA.com. Go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimers.
Plains weather forecast. Temperatures are on their way into the lower 40s for a morning low until we get into tomorrow, Wednesday, at 84 degrees by Wednesday afternoon. Meteorologist Ron Roberts, the Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
I'm Dan Loney with Your Money Now. The state of Arizona has filed misdemeanor criminal charges against predictions platform Kalshi, saying it's an illegal gambling and election wagering operation in that state. It's the first time that criminal charges have been filed against Kalshi. Part of the filing was wagers on state elections, which is forbidden under Arizona law. Wall Street posted another day of gains. The Dow Industrials picked up 46 points, ending the day at 46,993. NASDAQ added 105. The S&P 500 gained 16. West Texas crude up 2.9% to settle at $96.21 a barrel. Nissan is joining Toyota and Honda in exporting vehicles from the U.S. to Japan. It's doing so due to changes in vehicle import rules as part of a trade deal with the White House made last year. The midsize Nissan Murano, built in Tennessee, will be going to Japan and be the first American-made Nissan sold in that country since the 1990s. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Has anybody told you about Coast to Coast AM tonight?
Coast to Coast is one of those programs that deals with strange mysteries. We'll look at Bigfoot. We'll look at UFOs. We'll look at real science. And we'll also look at conspiracies and what it all means to you, the listeners of Coast to Coast AM.
It's the best in overnight talk radio. Coast to Coast AM.
Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Tonight at midnight on KFYO.
Add the KFYO text line to your contacts and voice your opinion during our local shows. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. News Talk 95.1 and 790 and on the KFYO app.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Appreciate you being out there today. here we go. Ken Paxton and John Cornyn both declining to withdraw from the Texas Senate runoff ballot as the deadline has passed. As out of the Texas Tribune, the deadline for Republican candidates to remove their name from the primary runoff ballot quietly passed at 5 p.m. without any movement from Senator John Cornyn or Attorney General Ken Paxton, sending Texas GOP Senate primary barreling towards another period of expensive intra-party warfare. the day after the March 3rd primary when Cornyn overperformed in most polls. To finish ahead of Paxton, President Donald Trump pledged to endorse one of the candidates soon, saying the party should unify to focus on fighting the Democrat nominee, James Tallarico. Trump issued a warning as well, saying that he would ask his non-endorsed candidate to drop out. Nearly 2 weeks have elapsed without a Trump endorsement, and with the 5 p.m. deadline to withdraw one's name from the runoff ballot, now passing, the May 26th ballot is assured to contain both candidates' names. The initial announcement from Trump appeared auspicious for Cornyn, whose allies, including Senate Majority Leader John Thune, have repeatedly urged Trump to back the senior senator, arguing Paxton would be a liability in November. Multiple outlets reported the president intended to go to Cornyn and endorse him when Paxton said he did not plan to drop out, even if he did not receive the endorsement. Trump shot back that that statement was, quote, bad for him to say. But two days after the election, Paxton issued an ultimatum of his own, centering the debate around a policy issue, already firing up the GOP base. The attorney general said he would consider dropping out if Senate Republicans strapped the filibuster, a procedural tool that requires most legislation to receive 60 votes to pass. So he wanted them to scrap that to enact the GOP signature elections bill known as the Save America Act. Tuesday's deadline for candidates to officially withdraw and drop out, or at least not have their name on the ballot. As I told you earlier, I really didn't see either of these candidates dropping out. They both deeply, deeply disagree with each other. They don't like one another. I mean, that's quite evident. And I don't think there was either way either of them would drop out, put their arm around the other one, and say, "This is our guy. We got to go out and support this person." I don't see that happening. Cornyn voted with 50 other Senate Republicans to open debate on the bill Tuesday afternoon. There's a little chance of passage through the Senate because of the filibuster, given the Senate's 47 Democrats are uniformly opposed to it, calling the voting provisions a modern-day poll tax, which is stupid. Republicans do not have enough support to overhaul the filibuster so they could pass the bill with support from a simple majority, but they're beginning to debate the bill today, put it squarely on the center of the news cycle. And again, they know they're not going to pass the piece of legislation, but they're going to try and get everyone their 15 minutes that they need to make a speech, get it on the record, and try to work that way. But I mean, that's what you're going to see moving forward. But no, Cornyn dropping out, I didn't think that was ever going to happen. Paxton dropping out, I thought maybe a slight chance if Paxton were to also be guaranteed a spot in the administration. Yeah, like, okay, drop out and we'll have you take over for Bam Bondi. Yeah, I can see Paxton doing that. That I can see. But short of anything like that, yeah, I didn't think there was a chance. Again, these two don't like each other, Cornyn and Paxton, and they made it personal. Did you see the video today of the new Cornyn video that they put out talking about the mistresses, the infidelity, and the mistresses of Ken Paxton? Yeah. You're probably going to see a lot of that moving forward. A lot of those videos, a lot of AI videos that are going to be posted on social media and in other places. Just wait. Your inbox will probably be flooded with those at some point very, very soon. 806-680-3776. 2790. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can give us a call as well, 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. Oh, another statewide news story. Judge has ordered Texas to extend the school voucher deadline. It's supposed to end today. In response to a lawsuit from Islamic schools. A federal judge today ordering Texas to extend the application for a deadline for private school vouchers until March 31st due to the state's exclusion of Islamic schools in the program. The extension comes after four Muslim parents and three Islamic private schools sued Texas earlier this month, arguing state leaders had discriminated against their religion by excluding them in the program. The order from the U.S. District Judge prevents the state from considering which families receive the funding. The lawyers representing the Islamic schools and families want the court to extend the order to March 31st until the next hearing in late April, when they plan to argue for further action. Acting Comptroller Kelly Hancock, the chief financial officer who manages the voucher program, has prevented Islamic schools from participating in the program over claims that some are associated with foreign terror networks. Hancock has said schools accredited by the company Cognia hosted events organized by the Council on Islamic Relations, CARE, the Muslim civil rights group that Governor Abbott has recently designated as a terrorist organization. CARE has also sued Abbott over the label, calling it defamatory and false. So, the back and forth over CARE, is what led to these schools being blocked. And I think you're going to see some more of that as we move forward. Now, I think it was somewhere around 72% of the folks who applied for school choice, school voucher money, their kids were previously in private schools. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It doesn't mean that every kid who is included in private school doesn't need help. It's going to help out some parents for sure. And, you know, I thought another part of this that was interesting is that you had all these rural schools out there saying, oh my goodness, we're going to lose so many kids. We're going to lose so many kids to school choice. Well, most of the applicants are in Harris County. Yeah. Most of them are in Harris County. You got the second most, I think, is maybe Austin, either Austin or Dallas. And then you have Fort Worth and maybe one other county that has the most applicants for school choice. None of them in any rural school district. Those who are in shallow water, Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene. Yeah, people who were concerned that their schools were going to be turned into trash as, all this money was going to flow over into school choice and they were going to forget about the other kids going to public school. Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Not anytime soon. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock.
News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House, Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
Heard right here on News Talk KFYO.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Texas 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
After 98 years, we're still on the air. This is News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
Back on the Chad Hastie Show. Thank you for tuning in. Eric... Eric weighing in on the text line. Chad, so locker room talk is what people care about, not merit or accomplishment. What are you talking about? What are you talking about on that? I thought we were better Texans than that. Lord help us all. That from Eric. The Senate. What locker room talk is going on in the Senate race? Nick, did he call you too about this? Jump on the mic. What did Eric? Are you his translator or something? What's going on?
No, Eric Coleman. You know, wonderful listener.
Yeah.
No, he was just talking. He was chatting with me about what he was his message there. He's talking about in the Senate race. He's saying too many people are once again focused on the personal matters rather than the big picture and the benefits that one or the other could give. And then I believe his intent was to go into the fact that this is the, in his words, the Democrats' perfect dream, where the Republicans target each other and start to mingle and argue with each other to distract and or take away from the race. I think that's his point.
Okay. No, the Democrats' perfect dream is no Republican running. That's their perfect dream. This is a primary. And guess what, folks? You know what? If and I had another text about this I'll get to here in just a second. Guess what happens oftentimes in a primary? It gets personal. Whether you like it or not, Ken Paxton lives a very personal, very, very out there life, okay? He's out there. He's in the spotlight. He's an elected official. when his wife filed for divorce and claimed that it was on for biblical grounds, and it has come out that Ken Paxton has had at least one, maybe two mistresses, there's going to be some people who care about that. Now, the question that it really matters is, should we care? Should that be an issue for primary voters? In the 1990s, hell yeah, it mattered. It absolutely mattered in the 1990s. In the early 2000s, you bet it mattered. If you were someone who was a Republican candidate and you had cheated on your wife once or twice, you're done. You're finished. You do a toe tap inside a airport bathroom. Nick, you ever heard of the toe tap inside the men's room in the airport bathroom? Okay. You do that, you're done. You're done. Out. See ya. You get caught by a police officer trying to toe tap somebody, another male, inside the bathroom. Guess what? You're done. You're probably still done if you do that, I'll be honest. John Cornyn is running a campaign. I've said this numerous times. He's running a really good campaign for 2001. I don't think he's running a really good campaign for 2026. Should somebody's character matter? I believe the answer is yes. But is character only about your personal relationships, your relationship with your wife? I would say the answer is no. Some of it comes back around to the voters going, okay, well, okay, maybe he did screw around on his wife, but he didn't screw around on us, the voters. And John Cornyn, we kind of feel like you've screwed around on us. You know, you flirted with the Democrats a couple of times. We don't like that. And another texter. Let me read this text. I think I can get through most of it. About Paxton's infidelity, I'd rather he had not done all that, but he did. How do we know Cornyn hasn't done the same or worse about making accusations? But I'm wondering, he's been in public service for a long time. There has to be some dirt somewhere. I would pause there and go, not everyone who is in politics cheats on their wife. Not everybody, thank God, not everybody who is in public service is out there with a side piece and running around on their wife, all right? I mean, say what you will about Mike Pence. Remember, the guy, the people were crushing Mike Pence because he said, I don't take meetings in a closed office with another woman. I don't. As a married man, I will not put myself in that position. And people raked him over the coals for it. We'll get to more of this when we come back.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
Eat, drink, smoke with Tony Katz.
We're in the cigar buying business.
Yes, and I think we should continue to be in the cigar buying business.
That's not going to stop me from putting out a cigar. But I'm just talking about as a site, as like a. I don't think I'm in the cigar selling business.
Unless that site, I got a great name for it, eBay.
You're an idiot.
Eat, drink, smoke with Tony Katz, Saturday evenings at 5 on KFYO.
News Talk 95.1, 790, KFYO 11, KFYO.com, and Town Square Media Station.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
Debate ramps up on a voter ID bill. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News. The Senate voting to advance the so-called Save America Act and has begun debate
on the Senate floor.
On the Senate floor, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said of the SAVE Act,
it is in every sense a voter suppression bill.
He said no Democrat would vote for the SAVE Act, which would require proof of citizenship in order to register to vote and photo ID in order to cast a vote. When asked why push the act forward when the 60 Senate votes that are needed aren't there, Senate Majority Leader John Thune said,
well, you're making an assumption that at the end of this debate that none of the Democrats will be won over. And I'm not saying that I appreciate your skepticism. But I think it's an important debate to have.
Polls have indicated overwhelming support for voter ID. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Israeli forces say they've launched fresh strikes into Iran.
Major strikes overnight. Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, says Ali Larijani, a top Iranian official, was killed in one of those strikes. Larijani was the secretary for Iran's Supreme National Security Council, and he was in the streets of Tehran just on Friday, threatening President Trump and the United States. In a separate strike, the top commander for the besieged forces, Gholam Reza Soleimani, was also killed, along with a dozen other top Iranian officials from that wing of the IRGC. This afternoon, the Israelis launched a new wave of airstrikes against the Iranian regime. They are hammering alongside U.S. counterparts, the Islamic Republic, going after positions not just in the capital of Tehran, but across the country.
Fox's Trey Yanks in Tel Aviv, a top Trump administration official resigning over the military operation in Iran. Joe Kent is out as the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, writing in a statement, Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation. President Trump reacting to the resignation.
When somebody is working with us that says they didn't think Iran was a threat, we don't want those people.
America's listening to Fox News.
The Chad Eastie Show.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Wednesday, on This Morning, America's First News. Higher oil costs from the war with Iran have the potential to strain the U.S. economy, but a number of states will benefit. We'll identify them. Also, the murder rate in the U.S. has fallen to a low not seen in 125 years. Here are the different reasons for the sharp drop in crime and the growing fees levied by homeowners associations these days. Wednesday, on This Morning, America's First News.
Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Top Links weather forecast. After a day of temperatures in the mid-50s, the temperatures dropping just below freezing, around 30, 32 degrees, and the sky will be clear and the wind will be very light this evening. Well, Tuesday, though, the wind becomes breezy once again with temperatures in the middle 70s and temperature readings by Wednesday in the mid-80s. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic Smashers Meal. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, the Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYO.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hastie.
Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. So we talk about the Senate race, also the Save America Act, which is basically dead in the water. John Thune says he does not have the votes for a talking filibuster to pass the Save America Act the only way without 60 votes. Quote, we don't even have 51 votes for that. He told Brett Baer. People don't like to hear this, the talking filibuster. We can't find an example in modern history where a piece of legislation passed via the talking filibuster. Be historic then. I don't know. Why don't you try? It's because they don't want to. That's at the end of the day, they just don't want to do it. John Thune doesn't want to. We had people texting in about the Senate race, and Eric had said that people care about locker room talk. It's not really locker room talk. Not when you're a public person. It's not locker room talk when you're going through a divorce and your wife is alleging that you had mistresses and there's been no denial of that whatsoever. It's fair game. Now, the question is, do people care? Should people care? Do people care? The Cornyn campaign, they are hoping and praying that the vast majority of people care. And I don't believe they do. I don't believe people care. I don't believe people care when it comes down to a primary, when it comes down to two candidates, and they're wanting to move on from the establishment candidate, move on from someone who's been there for 24 years. Okay, so he cheated on his wife. All right, well, we're not going to marry the guy. We're not looking for him to get married to anyone's daughter here or anything like that. We just, you know, the question is, who do you want to represent you? Look, there are a whole lot of people out there going, okay, fine, yeah, Ken Paxton, maybe he cheated on his wife, but he didn't vote with the Democrats. He didn't try to expand red flag laws in the country. He didn't work with the Democrats to pass gun legislation. And for a lot of people, that means more to them than if you cheated on your wife or not. We had Elizabeth who had texted in here. I went through a little bit of her text. Says, I don't like it when rivals are reduced to slinging mud at each other about personal things. And the opponents are philosophically, ideologically the same, which does happen sometimes. And maybe personal character comes into play. But Paxton's record for kicking ass, even in the face of opposition, is well known. Has Cornyn ever shown that he has a strong conviction to stand up against the establishment? Well, I would make the argument John Cornyn is the establishment. I mean, if you've been there for 24 years, you're pretty much established. You're pretty much the establishment at that point. John Cornyn is one of the last Bush-era Republicans that's left. So, you know, the idea that Ken Paxton, I'm not going to say that he's had an easy job, but Ken Paxton, he's very well known for filing lawsuits against the Biden administration and against Obama as well. Very well known for that. But I think there are a lot of other AGs who would do much the same and have done much the same. So it's not exactly apples and oranges, there. There's a little bit of a difference. Now, do I think that Ken Paxton would be a bigger fighter and want to fight the Democrats a lot more than John Cornyn? I do. I see that. And I think that if you're the Cornyn campaign, the idea that the divorces are going to matter to people, I think it's going to be a very small voting segment that just goes, ugh, I can't vote for the guy because of the divorces. I think that's going to be a small segment that's out there. Right? I think there are going to be a lot more folks who are just ready to make a change, who are ready for a fighter, and they're still mad at John Cornyn, and Cornyn doesn't get it, or he doesn't care, that when he worked with Democrats to pass this gun law, it really offended his voters. It really offended the Republican base in Texas. And he's never shown any type of, you know what, I'm sorry, I made the wrong call. I shouldn't have done that. And I don't even know if that would save him at this point. 780-2790. Steven in Amarillo says, no one in our government has morals, not for a long time. What I care about is results. Results, that means that has less taxation, less waste, more enforcement of laws on the books. Gordon has proved to be useless. Paxton has proven to be about law and order. 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts. Let's see, Hollywood. No spring breakers killed in Mexico yet. Doing good. Florida right now has been the most dangerous area for some of the spring breakers. You had three shootings over the weekend in Florida. I would not be going to Mexico for spring break, though. There's a lot of places that just kind of stay away from some of the blue cities and Mexico over spring break. Just a little bit more dangerous these days to head to Mexico. Let's see. You had school choice, judge ordering Texas to extend the voucher deadline in response to a lawsuit from Islamic schools. Federal judge today ordered Texas to extend the application deadline for private school vouchers until March 31st. Extension comes after four Muslim parents, three Islamic private schools sued Texas. Among the folks who have already applied for school choice, as of Monday afternoon, families had submitted applications for more than 200,000 students, more than the $1 billion as available the state can pay for. More than 2,200 private schools have opted in to accept voucher students. That, according to the comptroller's office, so far 71% of Texas applications come from families whose children attended a private school or were homeschooled in the 2024-2025 academic year. That, according to data released earlier this month, confirmed Monday by the comptroller. Most participating families with children in private school will receive about $10,500 annually. Homeschoolers can receive up to $2,000 per year. Children with disabilities can qualify for up to $30,000 a year, an amount based on what it would cost to educate a child in public school. Pardon me. The comptroller will use a lottery system to determine how the state will divide $1 billion among eligible students. Applicants will be considered in this order: students with disabilities and families with annual income at or below 500% of the federal poverty level, which includes a four-person household and less than roughly $165,000 a year; families at or below 200,000 or 200% of the poverty level, which includes a four-person household earning less than $66,000. Families between 200 and 500% of the poverty level, and families at or above the poverty level. Families must still find private schools, which are generally not required to make special education accommodations. Most applicants reside in the Houston region, followed by Richardson, and then Fort Worth, San Antonio, and Austin. So, yeah, you have something here that's kind of developing. One, you have both sides which kind of overblew their arguments a little bit. You had one side that said, oh, my goodness, we're going to decimate rural schools if we have school choice. There is absolutely no sign whatsoever that any rural school has been decimated by the applicants of school choice. None. Zero. And then on the flip side, 71% of the applicants are already going to private school or being homeschooled. So it's, you got roughly 30% who are going to be new into private school if they actually get the money. So not a lot of, school district to private school kids as of yet. But that's still the 30%, you know, that's not bad. And when you look at most of the applicants coming out of the Houston area, again, not surprising. A lot of bad schools in the Houston area. A lot of parents who want their kids to have a better choice when it comes to schooling in the Houston area. It's not a, I mean, these are all blue areas, by the way. I know they listed Fort Worth, not Dallas, but these are all larger cities and larger school districts. And Fort Worth ISD, a horrible school district. Houston ISD, bad school district. These are bad school districts where this is popping up and parents are wanting their kids to have choice. It's a good thing. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Lucas in Abilene, real quick. Chad, Cornyn only grows backbone when Trump is president. We need someone who has a spine, no matter who is president. And Lucas, that is what I have been saying for a while now, that's what so many voters believe. And they're not wrong. I've said it oftentimes. Trump has made a lot of people better, including John Cornyn. What it comes down to is, who will voters trust when Trump is gone in a couple of years? Do you trust Ken Paxton to have your back, or do you trust John Cornyn to have your back? If you have a Democrat president, if you have Democrats in charge of the Senate, Democrats in charge of the House, who do you trust to stand up for you and to fight for you? That's what this race comes down to. That's what you have to think about. 806-680-2790. We'll be right back.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When I'm driving, I look twice for motorcycles.
I look twice because motorcycles are easy to miss.
I look twice just in case a motorcycle's in my blind spot.
I look twice at intersections and before I turn left.
I look twice because I want to know for sure.
I look twice for motorcycles because I don't want to hurt anyone.
Look twice for motorcycles. There's a life riding on it. A message from Texas Department of Transportation.
Has anybody told you about Coast to Coast AM tonight?
Coast to Coast is one of those programs that deals with strange mysteries. We'll look at Bigfoot. We'll look at UFOs. We'll look at real science. And we'll also look at conspiracies and what it all means to you, the listeners of Coast to Coast AM.
It's the best in overnight talk radio. Coast to Coast AM.
Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Tonight at midnight on KFYO.
Americans love their credit cards, one of the most secure and hassle-free ways to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. Now, this bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A 75-year-old man from New York City was arrested and charged with murder, accused of killing his much younger wife and dumping her dismembered remains throughout the borough of Queens. Rupchan Simbu was charged with second-degree murder, two counts of concealment of a human corpse, and evidence tampering in the connection with the killing of his 33-year-old wife, Salisha Ali. Ali was last seen alive July 13th. The Queens District Attorney says Simbu and Ali were home together that day. The next morning, she didn't show up for work. Cops recovered Ali's severed head, legs, and arm earlier this month in the Jamaica Wildlife Refuge as they followed cell phone app data that showed Simbu was in the swamping area last summer. Ali's decomposing torso had been found near JFK Airport back in September in a blanket wrapped with yellow rope. A search warrant of Ali's home uncovered plastic wrap and the same yellow rope. If convicted, Simbu faces 25 years to life in prison. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
It's Chad Hastie. Tune in to the czar of talk radio, The Michael Berry Show, weeknights at 10 p.m. on KFYO. Chad Hastie Show. Appreciate you tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on any of the topics, any of the issues that we've been getting into. Trump, not too happy with allies who are not going in and protecting the Strait of Hormuz. White House pleading with allies to help secure the Strait of Hormuz, privately assuring them the president is fine with high-level statements as it pushes to calm financial markets, according to three European officials. Trump administration urging European and Asian allies to issue public commitments by the end of the week, the officials say. The White House less concerned about specific contributions at this stage. All were granted anonymity to discuss sensitive deliberations. The move comes as Trump has been getting increasingly irate about allies not signing on to help keep ships moving through the vital waterway. Posting on True Social Tuesday, "We do not need the help of anyone. Even just a note of public support could reassure increasingly dismayed investors, perhaps give the administration a framework of cooperation to build on later." Those who have spoken with the Trump officials in recent days say it's clear the White House values the market reaction most of all, according to two European officials. As for comment, the White House pointed to Trump's criticism of allies in the Oval Office on Tuesday. Quote, "I think NATO's making a very foolish mistake," Trump told reporters during an appearance Tuesday. Besides Ireland's leader in the Oval Office, "I've long said I wonder whether NATO or not NATO would ever be there for us. So this is, I guess, a great test because we don't need them, but they should have been there." Trump's war with Iran has put many of America's closest allies and partners in a difficult spot. Trump didn't brief many of these nations about the operation ahead of time. Those that got advance notice had hours or days, not weeks, to prepare to defend infrastructure and people in the region. Again, the Europeans should have been there on day one. The Europeans should have been with us. Europeans should have said, we're going to back you. It doesn't mean they have to send troops. It doesn't mean they have to send in warships. But they should have said, you know what? We're with the United States. You're our greatest ally. And we all know that we've been threatened by the Iranians. We've been threatened by other terrorists. We're with you. 100% we're with you. I understand why Trump's upset with them. Let's see. Texture. I know you interviewed Wesley Hunt. Do we really know why he was in the race? Seems to me he was a corn and plant. We wouldn't be having this debate if he wasn't in the race. Makes no sense. We don't know that. I can tell you this. He was not a Cornyn plant. I could say beyond a shadow of a doubt that he was not a John Cornyn plant. Did he and Ken Paxton work together a little bit at the beginning? Maybe. What makes you think if Wesley Hunt, again, John Cornyn finished ahead of Ken Paxton? What makes you think if Wesley Hunt had not been in the race, what if Cornyn would have pulled it off? It's possible. He outperformed his polling. John Cornyn spent millions and millions and millions of dollars attacking Wesley Hunt. Ken Paxton really didn't. So this idea that Hunt was a Cornyn plant, I am 99.9% sure that he was not. We'll be right back.
Call in to the Chad Hastie Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hastie Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Pedal to the metal. Greased lightning. Burn rubber. Make tracks. Full gas. Whatever you call it, it's speeding. And a heavy foot can cost you a heavy fine. Or more. Speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas. Many of them fatal. Slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. And take it easy. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
Heads up, Texas.
So you don't hit my car when I'm sitting at a stoplight.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can ride my bike safely.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can make it across the street without getting run over.
Heads up, Texas.
So I don't have to write you a ticket.
Heads up, Texas. Because driving and using your phone is a bad combination. Talk, text, crash. Brought to you by TxDOT.
Tonight's midnight application deadline for the School Choice Voucher Program has been extended to at least March 31st. U.S. District Judge Alfred Bennett issued a temporary restraining order extending the application window because of multiple lawsuits filed against the Texas Education Freedom Accounts Program because they excluded Muslim private schools. An attorney filed suit on behalf of three Muslim private schools and four parents. The deadline for anyone to drop out of the Texas runoff election tonight, which means President Trump's possible endorsement in the Senate runoff, may not include the opponent dropping out. Senator John Cornyn recently said that besides wanting the president's endorsement, he's working to get supporters of Congressman Wesley Hunt, who did not make it through the primary. The commandant of Texas A&M's Corps of Cadets announces on his Facebook page additional security following last week's attack on Army ROTC students at Old Dominion University in Virginia. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Hurt in a car or truck wreck? Call Frankel & Frankel first. Mark and Scott Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Texas, have been fighting for your rights for over 25 years. Before becoming personal injury lawyers, they defended insurance companies, so they know all the tricks and tactics insurers use to deny your claim. Trust the experienced, family-owned, and highly awarded Frankel & Frankel to put you first and get the resolution you deserve. And remember, it's a felony for an attorney to reach out to you directly or indirectly via third parties within the first 30 days after an accident. During this period, an attorney may only send a letter. Frankel & Frankel make it easy. From the free consultation to the very first phone call, they handle everything with no out-of-pocket costs. They only get paid when you win. If you or a loved one has been injured, reach out to Frankel & Frankel today at frankelfirm.com. That's FrenkelFirm.com. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
What's up, ladies? Weather forecast after a day of temperatures in the mid-50s. The temperature's dropping just below freezing, around 30, 32 degrees. And the sky will be clear and the wind will be very light this evening. Well, Tuesday, though, the wind becomes breezy once again with temperatures in the middle 70s. temperature readings by Wednesday in the mid-80s. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic Smashers Meal. I'm meteorologist Ron Everett, so Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYO.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is the Fox News Alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio.
Heard right here on News Talk KFYO.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
From the Panhandle to the South Plains to the Big Country, it's the Chad Hastie Show.
Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. Appreciate you being out there today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. Always, don't forget to always include your name and where you're listening from when you text in. You can also get a hold of us on social media at Chad Hastie Radio. It's where the show continues all day long. You can get in touch. And of course, we got the phones open as well. And the app chat, all that kind of good stuff. I received an email earlier today. It was actually before the show when I got this email, and I wanted to make sure that I didn't forget about it because they were asking the question. You look at everything that's going on in the news. You look at the average news that's out there. And we've talked about before the normies, the quote unquote normies, the normal people. You and I are not normal. Those of you who listen to talk radio, those of you who listen to this radio station, you know, all hours of the day, you're listening to Hannity, you're listening to me, you're listening to, our other great hosts that we have. The amount of people who are as engaged in politics and in talk radio, I would love to see it spike. I would love to see it, go higher and higher and higher. But I even admit that there are a lot of people out there that just don't pay attention to the wide world of politics. They don't like it. They don't pay attention that much. They think it's mean, whatever it may be. And that's why, we try to have a little bit of fun here on the show and not just be be beating people down all the time here on the program. We want people to have fun. This is entertainment. We're supposed to have some fun. We're supposed to, learn a few things, of course, and inform people and talk about what's going on in the world. But I think you can do it in an entertaining way. Some people don't believe you can do that. But I believe you can, and I believe that's what will help bring more people to our side and show that we can have a little bit of fun. We can get into some of their issues. But anyway, I had someone ask me, when you look at all the news media, and overwhelmingly it's negative towards Donald Trump. Overwhelmingly it's negative towards the administration. It's overwhelmingly negative towards the war in Iran. It's overwhelmingly negative now with the TSA deal. And that's all you see is negativity, negativity, negativity. And that's true. Now, I don't watch a lot of television news, but I do see clips and I watch enough to know kind of what the media is saying out there. And the news media is acting as though most people in the United States are against the war in Iran when that's not true. In fact, CNN had to come out on their show yesterday or over the weekend, whatever it was. And they were reporting on numbers, and they said among MAGA supporters, okay, among MAGA supporters, 80% of people, 80% of MAGA supporters were in favor of Trump's actions in Iran. Only 9% were against. That is, you don't see that narrative. You don't see that anywhere else. Now, of course, the Democrats are against what Trump is doing because they're going to be against anything that Donald Trump does. But for the MAGA Republicans, go, you know what? No, I trust Donald Trump. This may not have been a decision that I would have made. This may not be one that I would be comfortable with if there was another president in charge. If this was Joe Biden, I wouldn't be happy about it. If this was George W. Bush, I may question what we're actually doing. But with Trump, I trust the guy. Trump also has the highest approval rating 60 days into his the stat that I read the other day, it was Trump's at the same time in the second term of the previous second term presidents, Trump has the highest approval rating, has a higher approval rating of Barack Obama, had a higher approval rating of George W. Bush. So this idea that Donald Trump is just hated is not necessarily true. Now, are the American people going to be bothered by this when the midterm elections come around? I think it kind of depends. I think it depends on a few things. One, if the war in Iran is really driving up prices everywhere, yeah, I think it could have a little bit of backlash. But not necessarily gas prices. I'm thinking of if we see prices at the store really ramp up, if we see things like that really increase, then that's going to be a bad thing for Republicans. But when it comes to Republicans and gas prices, yeah, Republicans may not be, people may not be too happy about it, but I don't think that's going to be the killer that some think it is right now. And even right now, we can't predict what's going to happen with gas prices. We have no idea what is going to happen. As long as boots aren't on the ground, I really don't think that the war in Iran is going to matter that much to people. When it comes to the TSA lines, if people aren't traveling the week that they're going and voting, they probably won't even be thinking about the TSA. They won't be thinking about any of that. The number one thing that's going to be on people's minds when they go to the polls in the midterm elections, it's going to be their wallet. It's going to be their wallet. It's going to be their bank account. It's going to be, hey, can we still afford to do this? Can we still afford to do that? And that's where Republicans, they've got to have a better message. That's where they have to improve their messaging, is when it comes to affordability of everything. And you can still blame Joe. You can still blame, the price of beef continuing to go up. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. So talk about it. Talk about what's going on in the beef industry. It's fine. I think a lot of people would listen. At the same time, there are just a lot of dumb masses that are going to get out and vote in the midterms, and they're going to blame Donald Trump for every single little thing. And people have to accept that. Doesn't matter what Trump is doing right now. Doesn't matter. He could cure cancer tomorrow. And they would say, no, we don't think so. What took you so long? So, no, I don't think that any of the negativity that we see right now when it comes to the TSA lines, when it comes to, you know, this war with Iran. I don't necessarily think that those will come back and bite the administration. I think that there are probably some other things that may. But right now, I don't think, I don't see any of that happening when it comes to the midterm elections. And even then, I think Trump is going to, hopefully, he's going to do some traveling around the U.S. and he's going to be campaigning for different senators, maybe members of the House, to get out there and get people fired up to vote. And that's something that we haven't really seen before. Is while his name won't be on the ballot, Trump's going to be campaigning a little bit. Trump's going to be out there. He's going to try to save his legacy and not go into a complete, you know, complete lame duck, you know, candidate or lame duck president right off the bat. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. When we come back, we'll wrap things up. Your phone calls, your texts, and more on the Chad Hastie Show.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Nick, this is your phone here in the passenger seat. Look at me.
No, I'm driving.
You got a text. It says, yo, dude, your friends are fascinating. Let's text them back.
It can wait.
Sports app. Oh, you gotta see this play.
Later.
Hey, you got invited to a party. We need a RSVP now.
Phone, silence yourself.
Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Talk, text, crash. A message from TxDOT.
Has anybody told you about Coast to Coast AM tonight?
Coast to Coast is one of those programs that deals with strange mysteries. We'll look at Bigfoot. We'll look at UFOs. We'll look at real science. And we'll also look at conspiracies and what it all means to you, the listeners of Coast to Coast AM.
It's the best in overnight talk radio. Coast to Coast AM.
Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Tonight at midnight on KFYO.
Ah, the internet, a place where your curiosity can flourish, unless online threats stop you. The internet is wonderful, but you need to protect yourself online. Protect yourself online with NordVPN. NordVPN encrypts your browsing. Its threat protection pro feature helps you block malware, avoid phishing, and stop digital trackers. Get the best deal at NordVPN.com.
States now require ID to block kids from social media and porn sites. Is it working? I'm Pim Commando for Carbonite, my number one choice for cloud backup. Get 75% off at carbonite.com/Kim. Live a better digital life with Carbonite. Researchers from the New York Center for Social Media and Politics tracked what happened after states rolled out age verification laws. The kids, they just downloaded VPNs and kept scrolling on social media and adult sites. Did not miss a beat. The adults were the ones actually handing over their government IDs. And here's why that's a problem. You're giving your driver's license or a face scan to third-party companies you've never heard of. What do they do with that data? Nobody knows. Here's the rule. If a site demands full government ID just to browse content, close the tab. Hard pass. If you must verify your age, pick the least invasive option, like selfie-based age estimate. Protect your identity first, or just go find another site. Stay up to date on everything AI with my new free newsletter. Sign up now. SplashOfAI.com. World Backup Day is March 31st. Think of it as your reminder to protect everything on your computer before something unexpected happens. Carbonite is a true backup. It makes a copy of your entire computer, something iCloud and Google Drive can't do. That's why it's best to use both. Google Drive or iCloud for quick access and Carbonite for full complete protection. Think about your phone, email files, and years of tax returns. If your computer stops working, gets stolen, or is damaged in a storm or fire, Carbonite lets you restore everything onto a new computer quickly and easily. No starting over. That's why I personally use and rely on Carbonite. Once installed, it does everything. You don't have to remember a thing. That peace of mind is priceless. Right now, Carbonite is offering an exclusive World Backup Day deal for my listeners. Get 75% off Carbonite Safe Basic at Carbonite.com/Kim. That's Carbonite.com/Kim. Live a better digital life with Carbonite.
Car buying can really suck. That's why you need a friend in the car business. CarPro Jerry Reynolds here. To make car buying fun and fair, go to CarPro.com to connect to one of my friends. The best part is it's free. CarPro.com.
All right, welcome back to the Chad HD Show. Final segment of the program, getting you ready for your nice little break for the weekend. I mean, you're going to get ready for a little, little spring break. If you haven't been on spring break yet, maybe you're getting ready for a little spring break. Maybe you're just going to chill out at home. You got the World Baseball Classic tonight, the championship round, the U.S. versus Venezuela. And I guess whoever wins gets to keep Nicolas Maduro. I mean, that's going to be something fun to see. But you get the you got the U.S., you got Venezuela on the other side. Great hitters, great pitchers on really both sides, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. Sometimes even when the U.S. has been playing, I've been watching and just watching the competition. I'm a baseball fan, and so watching these players. And it's funny because you look around at a lot of the teams. Venezuela is one of those teams where a lot of the players actually are playing on U.S. teams. The same way with Japan and some of the other nations out there where they're actually, they're Venezuela tonight. They've got friends that were in MLB. And with some of them, they're playing each other. And so, you'll have a batter tonight for Venezuela who may be on the same team as an American when baseball season rolls around. So it's an interesting and fun crinkle, a little nice little element there. But again, when it's all about the flag, when it's all about Team USA, I really do think that the crowd gets into it. The crowd really has a lot of fun with it. And I think that we'll see some really good action tonight in the World Baseball Classic that's going on. And then after that, it's I think like 30 days left until the return of baseball, something like that. So it's coming up close. It's coming very, very close out there. Actually, I think maybe 15 days away from batting pride. So from opening day, excuse me. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Keep an eye on that tonight. If you're watching any television, be sure to turn into the World Baseball Classic as tonight's championship game between the U.S. and Venezuela. Let's see. Another text that has come in. Chad, what are your thoughts on some of the spring break violence that we've seen in some cities out there? Seems like you can't go anywhere these days without finding trouble in some of our major blue cities. Yeah, and I mean, that's been the case for a while. You look at some places along the Florida coast, not everywhere, but you do look at some places along the Florida coast where you can get into, you can see these major spring break crowds that come out there, and you see it. Daytona had, I think, two or three shootings over the weekend around Daytona Beach. It's one of those where, you have to, and I'm trying to think back to when I was younger and we were going on spring break, if this stuff was happening, and I'm sure it was. Maybe I just wasn't aware of it, but I don't think it was to this point. I think you had dumb college students doing dumb things on the beach. You would have fights break out because people were drunk, but you didn't have these massive crowds of youth, if you will, that just wanted to cause trouble. that would just show up to downtown areas and cause trouble, cause fights, trying to break into cars, trying to break into businesses. That didn't happen. And it goes along with this idea in America, the pushback against police, the pushback against rules, against law and order, that we continue to see in blue Democrat cities. And it's because you have people who get away with this crap. You don't hear about officers, you know, returning fire on these youth. You hear these Democrat DAs who are giving them, you know, 5 minutes in jail, slap on the wrist, and then they're told, well, don't do anything else. If you keep your nose clean for 5 months, everything will be just fine. And so, look, some people, in my opinion, yeah, if they get caught up in something that they truly did not mean to be part of a mob type atmosphere, I think those folks are easier to be a little bit more lenient on than, you know, some of these ringleaders who are out there. And I think you start busting these ringleaders. I think you start tracking down on this stuff that, you know, pops up in the, you know, in the middle of blue cities. I think that it could go a long way. I think it will go a long way. But, I mean, otherwise, boy, you got to really think, you know, do you want to go on spring break? Do you want your kid going on spring break? You want your kid going to Florida right now? I mean, you probably look at Florida and go, well, it's not going to be as terrible as some of these other places, but it is. And when you have a lot of unruly teenagers that get together and young people, it can certainly be bad. Absolutely. It can certainly be bad. And then, you know, I was just, you know, just take a look at if it's a cruise, see what ports people are leaving out of. And, you know, again, just make wise decisions when you can. But yeah, some of the stuff that I see on the spring break violence, you've got, kids who, one, they don't care about other people's property. And then you have some kids who, you know, they grew up having everything that they've wanted, but they've never wanted. You know what I mean? They've never had to deal with any of those issues, and they've never had to deal with any of that fight. And so instead, everything is, they just want to, you know, take from other people. And that's wrong. I don't think any young boy was raised that way. But the problem is, you gotta have a guy in that male role model has to be someone who's a strong male role model in order to say, no, you need to pay attention to what's going on. You need to have respect for what's going on. It's all about respect. It all comes down back. It comes right back to respect when it comes down to teachers.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.